take Shastra Bharata. Everybody has to tolerate, you know. And Krishna has to tolerate. He tolerates us, so therefore he's really tolerant. Whoa. And basically, our business is to serve devotees. Gauranga, see, one devotee died in the Middle East, and I didn't know him. And all the Ayaram, Gayarams have to glorify that devotee when they go through. So then I accidentally stumbled on a shloka. It was Chaitanya Bhagavad, Antyakanda, chapter 3, verse number 486. When Lord Gauranga is talking to Ishwara Puri about the good fortune of Devananda Pandit, who got the service of Rakeshwara Pandit. So the Sanskrit says, Siddhar Bhavati Va Neti, Asangsayara Chuta Sevi Nam. Will somebody become perfect or not? In the infallible service of Lord Achuta, we may have a doubt. Meaning, if you haven't seen somebody for a long time, your guess is as good as mine. Are they doing sadhana? But then Lord Chaitanya continues, Nisangsayatstu tad bhakta pariteshu rithatmanam. If somebody develops attachment for serving a devotee, Nisangsayat, don't doubt it. So our perfection is serving devotees. We're all made out of nothing but the mercy of a devotee. People tolerated us, you know, in the beginning, and they preached to us, and therefore they're really great. Wow. They tolerated us, you know. And because of our tolerance, we can help other people on the path of devotional service. We're only made out of nothing but the mercy of a devotee. So, and we should serve all devotees, really. Because although Upadesha Ramaja says, Sushushaya bhajana vigyam ananyamanya nandari shunyamanamipsada sangalabhya, you should take association from those who don't find fault with other people, who are bhajana vigyam. And so, but everybody started out something and they became great. And you never really know who's going to do that. Therefore, love and serve everybody. Simple. And the more you love and serve everybody, then the more you're successful in life. Krishna will definitely liberate. It was interesting is that Krishna's company policy is that he liberates his devotees on Ekadasi or on the appearance days of the Lord. I personally know three devotees who left on Ekadasi, and it could be more, and some devotees left on the appearance day of the Lord. Like my godbrother Radhakund Das, he was an avaduta. Takes one to know one. He was really, really avaduta. He used to shock me also. And what happened was he had blood cancer. He had cancer. So I brought 6 kilos of goji berries from South Africa for him. And I was sweating. I had tipping the scales at 43 kilos. And I was sweating. How am I going to do this? So I had a ticket going through South Africa and then to Mauritius on Air Mauritius. And the day before the flight, they kicked me off the flight. So I complained, how could you do this? I have to give a lecture in Mauritius University. The next day, they put me back on with the business class upgrade. So I went to the airport 3 hours before, checked in, and they put the tags in the bags. No problem. So then in Mauritius, I asked for the head of Emirates check-in. And I said, psst, hey, I've got 6 kilos of goji berries for a person who has cancer in North India. Put the tags in the bags. So I felt pretty good. Oh, Krishna's will must be happening. Krishna must desire this. So when I got there, I gave it 6 kilos to him. And he gave 5.5 back. So I was shocked. I complained to my god sister, Devi Shaktima. I tried to help his health. Let him go, let him go. He'll be happy. We have to rot here for another 30, 40 more years. So I gave up. And then in Bombay, I came for Ram Navami Utsav. And Bhima Das, his villager, Gawala, they come from the same village. I said, hey, I tried to help his health. You don't know? No, I don't know. He died of AIDS. How did he get AIDS? Oh, before he became a devotee, he had a girlfriend. She gave it to him. He gave it to her. I don't know. And like that. That means Krishna uses AIDS as an agent of change. It's very interesting stuff. One devotee, Rasada, from France, left his body in Bhaktivedanta Hospice in Vrindavan of cancer on Ekadasi day. The tithi had just changed over. 15.99%. In the early morning hours, it was dasami, mixed with dasami, so we gave it up. We fasted the next day. We observed it the next day. But Krishna's company policy is he takes his devotee on Ekadasi. So when the tithi changed over, took him. I had a disciple who left his body on Ekadasi day in St. Louis. And there was another devotee who had a motorcycle accident. Probably not motorcycle, motorcycle. Because if you have an accident, you're finished, you know. And so it was very interesting. So he had broke both of his arms. 60 years old, had a motorcycle accident. What the hell is he doing driving a motorcycle at 60 years old? Anyway, so his godbrother told me about it. He's a disciple of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So, told me about it. I said, it's Navami, the ninth day. Inauspicious, Ashub. He has to wait for 2 days. So that's what he did. He waited in the hospital for 2 days, and then he left on Ekadasi. So I told his widow, you can be ambivalent about your husband, but at least you can be proud he left on Ekadasi. You know, he was in the hospital in the Gold Coast. So I put Brisbane, and I put Muwilamba Farm, and both places it was Ekadasi. And the Gold Coast is right in the middle. So it must have been Ekadasi. You know, it's pretty cool. I had a godbrother, Manasatita, in Italy. And they said, we never knew what it meant. I said, Tita, that's Bengali diction for Tirtha. Prabhupada was meaning Manasatirtha. So he left on a Dvaitacharya's appearance day. What happened was, after the festival, he went shopping and he got sideswiped by a car. The car knocked him into the bushes. And they didn't find his body for 10 days until the animals started to chew on it. So I called his widow in Rome and said, what time did your husband leave? Between 7 and 8. Generally, when somebody leaves like that, they do an autopsy on their body. So I asked her, what time did your husband leave? 7, 8 o'clock. When I put that in, it turned out to be a Dvaitacharya's appearance day. Krishna's company policy. He does that. And basically, also, Narmada Goswami, he was a BBT man for 21 years. He was serving in the BBT. Papa, old guy, 25, 30 years older than us, you know. One devotee was complaining that he wasn't giving enough increment or expenses properly. And I said, he's Papa. He can do whatever he wants. See, what was cool is that when he was leaving, I told him that I promised that I would put my Shilas with him when he's left. So he was happy about that. So I put my Balaram Shila next to his ear in case he had something to speak to him. And I put Krishna in his right hand. And Krishna was so happy being there. Then Maharaj left. He left about 1:20 in the afternoon. When he departed, then Loganath Maharaj had just come back from Delhi Rath Yatra at that time. And so when I was putting the deities back in their sinasana, I said, hey, Krishna, that was great. Could you do that for me too? And then Loganath Maharaj goes, Krishna, that was great. Could you do that for me too? And that was pretty funny, you know. It was very interesting. So every single person has to tolerate. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 14, it mentions that tolerance is the quality of a devotee. One has to tolerate. Also, basically, like it says, Mag is really tough to take bath. But even though the water is very cold, you have to take bath anyway. Like that. Mag is like that. You have to do it. And also a lady is a little bit anxious to go into the kitchen in June, July, like that. But for the family's sake, you have to do it. You have to do your duty. So duty calls. When duty calls, it's time to tolerate. So that's it. And also in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 11, Narada Muni describes about the qualities of tolerance, that tolerance is really important quality for devotees. So one should do like that as much as possible. One should tolerate. And by serving devotees, you develop forbearance, tolerance, like that. You develop the qualities of other devotees. So brahminical qualities, tolerance is one of the brahminical qualities. So one should develop tolerance as much as possible. It could be worse. We're not dead yet. So tolerance means could be worse. Like that. It's so. And one should be positive. Karmadi nir dahati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. It's stated in Brahma Samhita that when you do devotional service, your reaction is minimized. So a Vaishnava and Vaishnavi of substance thinks, hey, I only get the slaps I deserve. The child cannot say, only sweets and no slap. Sometimes you need a good slap. A good slap is good for you. There was a kid that was sentenced to death for murder. And so he called his grandmother over. And she couldn't hear what he was saying. So she came close. Then he bit her ear and said, you're at fault for this. When I was young, you didn't chastise me. And therefore, I became what I am. So if you would have chastised me when I was young, then I wouldn't have got to this stage. Like that. So he blamed her on his fault. Even though she was not sentenced, you know. I didn't kill. My stick is killed, you know. Like that. It's interesting stuff. So every single devotee has to be tolerant in all respects. And Krishna is tolerant. Krishna tolerates our love and our offerings, you know, like that. It's not the dravya, it's the bhava behind the item. It's the love behind the item. Krishna is not interested in what we give him. He wants what's behind our back. That's the most important thing we give Krishna. Whatever we give Krishna, it better be good. And Prabhupada was really tolerant. What I'm amazed about in my middle age, I'm 58, my body is 58 years old, and I have no fire and no desire. And like that. So it's actually quite surprising how Prabhupada was able to accept the offerings of devotees. When he came on the bus in Rath Yatra time in July of 75, and then one big fat devotee was the head cook of the bus at the time, and he gave Prabhupada a full plate of fruits. In California, you can get everything under the sun. So Prabhupada picked off one grape and said, Natas natas to yogosti na chai kantamana natha na chapti svapi silasya jagrato naiva charjuna. You cannot become a yogi if you eat too much or eat too little or sleep too much or does not sleep enough. And he popped one grape in his mouth and waved it away. This means his fire was not there at the time. He accepted one grape. But he really didn't want to eat at that time, you know. He just accepted what was offered to him with love, prepared with love, with love. So I was actually shocked that Prabhupada used to accept a lot from people just because they gave it to him, you know. And that is really tolerant, you know, like that. It's good. The deities tolerate us. And Krishna is tolerant of us. So if Krishna is tolerant, then how much we should tolerate, you know? Because Krishna tolerates us. He's really cool. He's really tolerant. Krishna tolerates us. So he gives himself to his devotee. So we should tolerate as well. It doesn't matter what deity worship. You worship Gornatai, Sitaram, Radha Krishna, Giriraj, Shalagram, whatever. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, their nature is they give, Tulsi Reni, their nature is they give themselves to their servitor. That's the idea. So, it was mentioned about my Tulsi Shrine in Vrindavan. I started it in January of 2009, and I broke a fixed deposit in Punjab National Bank. I had 2 lakhs in the bank, and I was down to my last 5,000 rupees. Now, for sannyasi, that's tough, to be down to your last 5,000 rupees. And so I said, Rani, what will happen? And she came in the heart just like an Akashvani. She said, I'm in charge of all the beauty of Vrindavan. Oh, make it beautiful. You just be patient and work for me. And I thought, she's just like her husband, steal everything. And then when you can't give it, then she gives it all back with interest. And I understood immediately what that interest was. You spend all this money. Where are you? Get out here. You know, she'll call me to her lotus feet. And then, well, whatever desire you have, she'll make it better. You know, Jai Tumara Sharan Naloi Tara Vancha Purna Oi. Whatever desire you have, she'll completely fulfill. So it's pretty cool about her. It's pretty cool. She is like a Lakshmi Devi. It says in Hari Bhakti Vilas chapter 7, verse 279, Yatha Lakshmi Priya Vishnu's Tulasi Chata Tovarika. As Lakshmi Devi is dear to Lord Vishnu, Tulsi Devi is even more dear. And Third Canto, chapter 16, verse 21, in the purport, Prabhupada describes a little bit more about her, about this quality, that sometimes Lakshmi has to go to her devotees, but Tulsi never leaves the lotus feet of the Lord, therefore she's better. And also, she's everywhere, just like her Lord is everywhere, and within everything, she's everywhere. Avriksha vriksha rupa si, and Tulsi Upanishad, it says, she has tree and non-tree forms. So she's everywhere, just like Krishna's everywhere. And she's Jagadatri, the mother of the universe. If you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be her mother. And it's better. It's really nice about her because she'll be better than your biological mother. She'll sweet-talk you, she'll conjure you, she'll blast you if you're in Maya. You know, it's lovely to know that somebody loves you. It's really cool to know that somebody loves you and somebody cares for you. Somebody has your back. And she's not a poor girl. Just like in Vrindavan, it just recently hailed there because Balaram was very angry. It didn't happen in Govardhan. It didn't happen in Varshana. It didn't happen in Mathura. It happened in Vrindavan. So it means that Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis, Vrindavan, a lot of sinful activities going on in Vrindavan. So Balaram was angry. Mukunda Datta, my Sanskrit pundit godbrother, says, somebody must be really angry about this. It's really him. Hasn't seen like that in 30 years. So it broke all the stained glass windows in the Tulsi shrine. And I thought, what to do? It must be her desire. You know, she must want us to repair it. What to do? And I only had 1 lakh in the bank. And repair is going to cost me probably 3 lakhs. And so one disciple was saying, the bandars, the monkeys are causing the problem. And I thought, what to do? What can I do? But I thought, I should do something about it. I should strip everything off and repair it all. So that's what I'll do. I'll take a loan from Indians, you know, and put it into my bank account. And like that, 2 lakhs or something, whatever it is. And there's 2 stained glass people, one in Mathura and one in Delhi that did it. The Delhi person did it originally. So they'll come and they'll give an estimates and the construction guy will look at it and approve it and I'll pay for it, you know, how to do it. So she says she'll do it. I'm in an anxiety. My God, how am I going to pay for this? So I was praying to her and she came in the heart like an Akashvani again. She said, don't worry about it, I'll provide it. When is she going to provide it? In Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 9, verse 103, it says, Tulasi Dvam Prasida Me. When Tulsi's pleased, she'll give it. You can't say, you know, only sweets and no slaps. You know, sometimes you need a good slap, I was mentioning, like that. Sometimes you need it, like that. So, it's the same kind of thing. Also, it says, Vidyaye Vedavadi Nam. Those who need pramanams from the Vedas, she'll give that. When's she going to give it? When she wants to. That's when she's going to give it. She'll drop it in your lap and make your day. That's really cool. who's the guy that's going to be? If you have a question, you have a relationship. And if you don't have a question, where is your relationship? The Sanskrit word manishinam means intelligent, and manu means human being. So if you don't have a question, look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a human being? Written questions are better because they're anonymous. Nobody knows who in the hell asked for it, asked the question. And another one is it helps the person to edit what they're thinking and stifles criticism. Why are you asking this question? It stifles criticism. It's anonymous. It's cool. It's good. Hey, go be in a prasad. Actually, they want me to speak longer. So if they ask more questions, then we'll speak longer. I've heard that Prabhupada said 50% of my mission is over. 50% will be done by Varnashram. Please elaborate on it. The problem is that everybody has his opinion. And Benjamin Franklin said, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So there's a lot of people that have opinions about how we should do Varnashram and Dharma and like that. How we should do it. And like that, there's a Varnashram ministry headed by Bhakti Raghav Swami that's trying to get people involved in it. But basically, talk is cheap, action is better. Get off your rear and do something. Just like Sunanda Kumar. He's Keralawala Mali, Malu, who probably served her better than anybody I ever saw in my life. And he told me, when I called him up, there was a girl who had trouble serving her in 2008 and 2009 in London. So I called him up and for her sake. And he answered the phone and he said, 50% perspiration and 50% take shelter. They're not ready to do that. They'll hardly know who she is. So it's like that. Varnashram, it means there are five trees that are really cool. One is the banyan tree. The British called it the banyan tree because of the bunyas doing business underneath the tree. Vat. It has Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh in it. Pretty cool. And it produces profuse oxygen. And big banyan trees, they have a sitting place. I was asking, how come in Indian culture they have a sitting place? And one Oriya sannyasi told me, any decision taken under the banyan tree becomes fixed. This is why the panchayats, they have their meetings underneath banyan trees. Any decision you take under the banyan tree becomes fixed. Cool. Another one is people. People is Narayan Sakshat. They have like a little red dugga around a tree. You know, people have so many desires they want the tree to fulfill, you know, like that. It's cool. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he was 99 years old in 1996 in Radhakund, Bhavalastami. He came for that festival. To bathe in Radhakund or not? That's the question. So he says, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't do so. As far as I know, your Guru Maharaj didn't. What makes you think you can? And he goes, well, what's the pramanam here? And he said, Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that if you approach the kunda with so many material desires and the kunda doesn't fulfill those desires, then they will not be good. Better to put 3 drops of water in your head and don't ask so much. So that was pretty good. In Bhavalastami, it's become a big Karmakandic festival now. Previously, it was not so big. 25, 30 years ago, not so big, really. They put these white pumpkins there, green pumpkins there. They sing, hey, Radharani, we give you one pumpkin and my wife wants one pumpkin here. You know, like that. So, it's like that. If you beg the kunda for some material desire and the kunda does not fulfill that desire and your shraddha goes down, it will not be good. So, Varnashram, basically means abhyasanam. Just like, get off your rear and do something. And like that. It's a little difficult when you're living in the city to do Varnashram. You can we have our farm community, GEV, you know, the farm community is there. You can help them. Also, it's described if you can't do something, suppose you can't do deity worship, you don't have deities of yourself. If you give donations to those who do, or give some dravya, some item, some puja item, then you get the result of offering that item to Krishna. So it's the same thing. You can't take care of cows. You give donation to cows, then those who care for cows, then you get the punya. You get the result of serving cows. It's the same kind of thing. So also, you plant. You get off your rear and you plant the divine trees. Pretty cool. Talk is cheap. Action is better. Get off your rear and get the trees and give the tree. That's cool. And not only that, but plant the tree. That's better. Now, the third tree is Amla, Saraswati Devi Sakshat. There's at least 10 things you can do with Amla. One Gujarati told me that even you can make taffy with it. You can mix it with guava, with red guava, and make taffy with it. Far out, you know. And probably the economic development means create a need and then fill it. So those that are doing Amla business can probably think of a few things more than 10 things. I thought 10 things out of the top of my brain it could be used. Next tree is Palash. Has a big leaf. There's also one from Bangladesh called Hastikarna Palash, which I have to try to get seeds during the rainy season in Raipur. Ganatha. Gopendra. The vice principal, the vice pujari in Vrindavan. Bangladeshi Bhakta. I have to ask him. And he's told me that he has to ask his brother in Raipur for seeds. Hastikarna Palash. The Palash leaf is big as an elephant's ear. Wow, that's far out. Now, Palash leaf has a big leaf, about this big. And Garuda Purana says if you eat off of that leaf during vrata periods, your duration of life increases. So, Jagannath Das, Babaji Mahasaya, he thought that somebody was waiting for Uchisti. He ate the leaf plate. They got nothing. And he lived for a long duration of life. He must have done it quite regularly. So that's... And Baal is Parvati Devi Sakshat. And in South India, they use Bilvapatra Rasayanam as a rejuvenator for sick people. Not bad. And the ripe fruits, which take about a year to ripen, is used for juice. Everybody knows. And you offer that to the deities happily, you know. And because people don't have patience to wait 1 year. So basically they take the kacha phal, and the kacha fruit is put in the coals of fire. When it breaks, you can scoop out the pulp and use it for a churna, for belly problems. Far out, you know. So Baal is cool. And I mentioned already Mogra, belly flower. That's a small little bush. That is Lakshmi Sakshat. But don't give Krishna only a white garland. You have to set it off with some tulsi, some other flower, something. You have to set it off. But it's cool. Just like this is white. This is pretty cool. Not bad. For sannyasis, it's pretty good. Because gulab, if it's red, it's if in rainy season, which in Bombay it does, really heavy buckets. Sometimes it rains for 3 days on end in rainy season. If you have a gulab mala on and you have a wet cloth, then it will stain the cloth. So white gulab is better. Like that. And because it falls apart, just push it down. Just pack it tight, you know. Don't give red rose unless you're going to pack it down or make petal garlands or something, you know. It's a mess like that. So there are so many things that can be done. Serving cows, varnashram, or making your own mutkas, you know, clay pots, or making your own cloth. These are different aspects of varnashram. But people don't do that unless they're really fried with the city expenses. Then they'll go to the village. So you're really fried with the expenses in the city. You know. I was talking about Tulsi Rennie that in Wales, in Canada, about getting a lamp in cold climates for her. And so one girl said, how am I supposed to convince my husband about this expenditure? Because they in UK, they have bills on top of their bills there. You know, you think you got a problem. You know, Mumbai's not so bad, you know, in comparison to UK. UK is really expensive. They have bills on top of their bills there. So I said, oh, you put a hundi in front of your Tulsi Rennie, and then when you see her, you put one British coin, one pound in the slot. Tuck! And at the end of 180 days, there you are, you got your lamp. And she sent me an email 7 months later, I did that, I can't believe it, I got money flying all over the business we never saw before. And I said, she's not a poor girl, she'll pay for it, don't worry about it. So one never flinches for her, and one never flinches for Krishna, because they're not poor people. They'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. It's pretty cool. So varnashram means abhyasanam. Do something. Grab something about varnashram that you like, that's very dear to you, and do it. For sarvabhuta hitairata, for the benefit of everybody else, to set a good example. And even those that like farming communities, their children are not farmers. You know, it's tough. Like that. They're just, it's part of karma. Their children are not farmers. You know, what to do? You know, like that. There was one devotee from South Africa who divorced his wife. And I said, the next one, make sure she's a farmer girl. Because he's a Mali, he's an herbalist, and like that. He actually grew amla seeds. I gave him, out of 400 amla seeds, you'll be lucky if you get 100 to sprout. Tulsi is easy to sprout with seeds, but amla is really tough. And Tulsi Datri Mahatmyam, Srila Vyasadeva says that whatever benedictions you get from Tulsi, you can get from amla. Pretty cool. So if you put amla in pots and keep her in cold climates, keep her next to Tulsi Devi, you'll get maybe a tree about 1 meter high. So I told one Marathi devotee in Wellington, New Zealand, that, look, how are we going to use the offer the leaves to Krishna? Because unless we make it valuable for the householders, they won't do it. And so he says, you can use the leaves as a tea for high blood pressure. Not bad. How to be focused living in this city in spite of distractions. this is about the mind. Either delegate it, either use it in Krishna's service. You keep a notepad in your pocket. And if it's anukul, you use it. And if it's pratikul, throw it away. You know, like that. So basically that's it. You know, we're only as good as our japa. So, and when we're doing spiritual life, don't become externally aware. That I have to find out, there's from Devananda Pandit Das, one disciple of Radhanath Maharaj, Marathi boy. He translated from the Hindi, Vraj Ki Baat, about Maharaj Jaimal Rathore, who was a 16-year-old king, Rajasthani king, who was killed by Akbar. And Akbar was so impressed by his valor, he commissioned a statue for him, of him. He was so cool, Maharaj Jaimal Rathore. And so the mantris, the prime ministers of the king, told him that when you do your puja, you're not externally aware what's going on. So that was far out. Talk about tolerance. Far out. It's part of Kshatriya Bhava to be tolerant. Talk about tolerance. So he told his Dharmapadini, his queen, that if anybody bothers me, I'll give them capital punishment. Kill them. So the brother of the king had some jagara, some fight with him like that over something, and was amassing his army outside, and the commander-in-chief was sweating. My God, we'll get overrun. Tell your husband to come now, otherwise we'll be finished. So the queen hesitated. He said that he'll give capital punishment. So she hesitated about it. In the meantime, the brother's army is getting bigger out there, so the commander-in-chief is really sweating. And he told the queen mother, tell your son to come now. Son was, well, not bother the mother, so she said, son, son, come on now! Like this. And so what is then, the form of the king came out of the puja room. The king was in the puja room meditating on Shyamasundara. Krishna took his form and this guy's, what's going on? We'll be overrun. No, we're not. And he jumped on his horse and led the battle and ta-da-ta-da-ta, killed all the soldiers and like that and won the battle. And then, then the king came out of his puja room. Wah! Well, what? It's a great victory. What victory? And so the king is holding his head. What's going on? And he went to the stable keeper and his horse was almost dead. And he goes, who rode my horse? Sire, the stable keeper says, I don't let anybody touch your horse. I saw you got on the horse. And he thought, God, this stable keeper is right. He didn't let anybody touch my horse. Who touched my horse? And then he's holding his head thinking, what's going on? I don't know. And he went outside the city and saw the battle on the Rana. Everything was broken. All the chariots were broken. And two guys were mortally wounded. So he went up to the king, went up to them and said, who did this to you? And he goes, sire, it was Shyamasundara. He took your form. But because we're pratikula, we're against you, he stuck us a little bit. Because we were devotees, he didn't kill us. The king laughed and called his physician and says, treat their wounds. If they live, then they can stay in our kingdom or go to their kingdom with their life. And then he forgave his brother and he goes, wow, you got darshan. I didn't get darshan yet. He forgave his brother also. That was magnanimous. Pretty cool about it. So being magnanimous, you know, kings and queens, they're busy from 9 o'clock until 9 o'clock at night. And like that. They're busy like anything. So who was that mantris of Maharaj Jaimaratara told him, when you do your puja, you're not externally aware. That is far out. Akbar, it was a story about tolerance that Akbar said. He caught one thief, and the thief said, you're not a very good Muslim. How was that? Because if you were really absorbed in Quran, you would not have caught me. So Akbar let him go. Interesting story. If you were really absorbed in Quran, you wouldn't have caught me. So Akbar let him go. Interesting story about that, about tolerance, about like that. Pretty cool. Oh no. We got 1, 2, 3, 4. What is this? 1, 2, 3. Oh no. Basically, one has to become internal. Focus on things that are most important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Sharagrahi Vaishnava, his English poetry, says about the Vaishnava who grabs the essence, says, forget the past, it sleeps, and never the future dream at all. But think of things that are with you, and progress you shall call. So basically, you have to tolerate, and the benedictions for householders is strive for the best and tolerate the rest. And the benedictions for kids is good luck, kid, you'll need it. If you think your parents suffered, Kali Yuga doesn't get any lighter. Oh no. So basically, distractions are there because of a lack of sadhana. So when distractions are there, either engage it, dovetail it in Krishna's service, or forget it. These are activities of the mind. Tata karma sankalpa vikalpa namana buddho narudhyat abhayama tata syat. Bhagavatam says, 11th canto says, that a devotee tolerates the tendency to see the word as separate from Krishna, then when he stops that, then he becomes really fearless. So, tolerance means, if it's favorable for Krishna, it becomes from sadachar, from good association of devotees. And if it's pratikul, throw it. It's the mind. Just throw it away, you know. And how do you know something is pratikul or anukul? Shastra, guru, sadhu, vakya, chittate, kariya, aikya, arana, kariya, maniyas. Narottam Das says in Prema Bhakti Chandrika that there are three things. Shastra vakya, guru vakyam, and sadhu vakyam. These three things make up my mind. I don't want anything else there. So if you can check and balance it, it means Hridaya Nath. And if it's not, it's the mind. Shoot your spouse. Jump off the bridge. It's just the play of the mind, that's all. So, if something is good, it's interesting about her. Here, this question is, we've heard that you have a lot of devotion for Tulsi Maharani. Can you please tell us some practical tips on how we can worship Tulsi plant? Basically, a lot of people throw stuff at me on email. And one disciple of Gopal Krishna Maharaj in Delhi, named Asraya Giriraj Das, he saw my email in Tulsi Amrita and he sent it to me. Question about it. And Ishana, one lady, she's about 50 years old, lives with her husband in Los Angeles, like that. And she's dealing with the heat in the hot summer. So his idea was, how do you serve Tulsi Rani in the hot summer? So she was the only person. I threw it to so many devotees. I threw it to Patrika in Chicago, and I threw it to Rohita in Vancouver. And like that. Sunanda Kumar Das, you know, like that. But she was the only one who answered because she is dealing with the heat. And like that. So she described about it. She saw what he said in the email. She goes, yeah, that's good. Now do you do this and do that? Poor. It was cool. It made him think a little bit that I should do a little bit more for her. Basically, that's it. And because of her arrangements on the roof, she says, first time she manages to stay in the cold winter. Now the summer is the thing, you know. It is not the winter that makes a Vrajavasi. It's the summer that does, you know. I have a disciple from Indonesia, and he was complaining. I put him in charge of taking care of Tulsi in the summer. And he goes, hot. And I said, you're from Bali. If it was really hot, then... wow, it must have been really hot. When it's 50 degrees centigrade, the old widows die in Vrindavan. I go, wow, it must have been really hot. If you're complaining, wow, it must have been really hot. The thing is this, that basically, you know, it's basically pariksha. She's trying to pull you into your lotus feet. Like, oh, bugs are there. Dirt is dead. You must do something about it. Sunanda Kumar Das said this to me about her. That was cool. And he said, like the Bollywood flicks, the girl wants to attract the boy. She does something like she's weak or something. Come on. She's married to Lord Vishnu. She's Atmarami. She's a female. She does this strategy. And I thought, now that's far out. Do you have anything more? Yep. 50% perspiration and 50% take shelter. If they're not ready to do that, they'll hardly know who she is. So basically, there is a joke. You haven't seen your sister in 40 years, you can Google and get her on Facebook. You can Google for any damn thing, and 95% of the time you get the answer. You'll find somebody, how to deal with this bug or this problem, you know. You can't be the first person in Bombay that's got this problem, you know, like that. There's so many natural ways of dealing with bugs, you know, like that. I didn't kill, my stick was killed. In the old days, we used to use malathion 50, which was like a chemical surfactant that was on her. And one sannyasi, godbrother of mine, said, yeah, we used to use it. Now there's a lot of better stuff in the market, We don't have to use those heavy stuff anymore. So, we used to use that. I didn't kill him. My stick has killed him, you know. Indians worried about karma, but not the Videshis. Videshis just nuke them. The bugs got benefit. They go, they're on Tulsi Rani, but they're atatais. They're attackers. Get rid of them. Nuke them. We don't care about. There was one devotee in South Africa. See, it was April. Their winter is June, July, like that. And so I was transplanting Tulsi Rani. What happened was a manjari dropped a lot of seeds, 100 seeds. And I was transplanting I got pots from the local hardware store, and I was transplanting. And he goes, what am I going to do with 100 Tulsi plants? And I said, well, at least you're going to keep manjaris cut from now on. It's pretty interesting stuff, you know. What am I going to do with 100 Tulsi plants? Well, at least you're going to keep the manjaris cut from now on. And just once burnt, twice shy, as the saying goes. Basically, she does this thing. Bugs are there, dirt is dead. You should do something about it, you know. It's just her strategy to pull you into her lotus feet. That's all. It's her strategy. So, these are some things. Oh, no. How to identify a sadguru? Now, this is the first one question. Now, how do you know what you got is sat? Well, first of all, they're better than us. That's first of all. Even if they're not sat. One journalist from New York Times asked Prabhupada, do you know everything? And he goes, Krishna tells me in the heart whatever I need to know for my disciples' benefit. The spiritual master doesn't claim to know everything. He claims to know whatever he needs, whatever Krishna. So basically, any acharya is doing it on behalf of Krishna, representative of Krishna. That's all. We're servants of Krishna. Now, how do you know? Well, they're better than us. Now, how do you get it? Now, it's described, first of all, as the Vardhma Pradarshak Guru, is the first person who taught you Krishna consciousness. That's people think. But Vardhma Pradarshak also means who shows your talents. Could be 5 years or 10 years later. Your friend shows your talents. You should do like this. You're qualified to do like that. That's called Vardhma Pradarshak. Then you have your Shiksha Gurus. You don't have to like everything about them. It's just they're expert in their field. They're material Shiksha Gurus and spiritual Shiksha Gurus. Like that. So, of them, you may have two spiritual Shiksha Gurus that you just can't find fault with. Then the next criteria is who's available for you. Krishna comes in the heart and tells you to take your Diksha mantras from them. Now, the Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus, the first shloka of Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Purport, Prabhupada says that the Diksha Gurus and the Shiksha Gurus are both equally worshipable representatives of Lord Krishna. So it mentions in Bhakti Sandarbha, Divya Gyanam Tato Dadyad, Koryada Papasya Sankshatam, Changshayam, Tasmat Dikshaiti Sa Proktais, Deishikais Tatva Kovidehi. So Diksha, initiation, is a combination of two words, Di and Ksha, divine knowledge, and Kshayate, which removes. So these are two words. It means basically, divine knowledge, which causes the candidate, his or her, to give up voluntarily their tendency for sinful life, is called diksha by the wise. You know, so these are some of the descriptions about it. And now, what happens if there's jagara between disciple and guru, which happens sometimes? So it mentions in Krishna Bhajanamrita that you should take shiksha from somebody else and go forward and go along. So that's described in Krishna Bhajanamrita. How can one become a satshishya? It's described, the qualities of the spiritual masters described in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 1, and the qualities of the disciple. So one can see that. Also, one can take examples from other devotees, the other devotees that are serving, and learn from them how to do it. So that's practical stuff on the ground. And other stuff you can get from Shastra. You can get from Shastra. Other aspects you can get from Shastra. We know that we have done Vaishnava Apurad, and we are even guilty for that. So my question is that Nittai Gaura is Patita Pavan and merciful. Will they forgive us for our Aparadas if we have say sorry from our heart? Yes and no. There was a famous story about Gopal Chapala. That was in Gaudiya Vaishnava Jivan. Now, Gaudiya Vaishnava Jivan, you take that itihasa with a grain of salt. So, I asked Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Vai Baba Puri, about it. And Bhakti Vai Baba Puri didn't like that. He goes, Devi Ganana Das, Devi Ganana Das. And his disciple went, eep! And they wouldn't answer. That's the end of it, story. But Gauranga Prem Swami told me, no, this story is really good. It's from Gaudiya Vaishnava Jivan. So, the story was there that Gopal Chapala offended Srivas Thakur by putting the paraphernalia of Durga outside. And so he got leprosy. So, then he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Mahaprabhu, you're Patita Pavan, you should be merciful. And he goes, you should die. But then after you die, Yamaraj will really get you when you really suffer. Oh, Mahaprabhu, you should be kind to me. You have to apologize. No way out. So he returned to Srivas Thakur and apologized. And Srivas Thakur threw it over his shoulder. It wasn't such a big thing. But the leprosy continued. It means Srivas Thakur forgave him, but Krishna didn't. So then he ran into Nityananda Prabhu in the marketplace and says, oh, Nittai, you're kind. You should be kind to me. And Nityananda instructed him that with the same mouth he offended a Vaishnava, you should glorify a Vaishnava. Oh, see, Gopal Chapa was a Brahmin. He was an intellectual, so he says, you could do it artificially, glorify. How do you do it truthfully? Go ask Srivas Thakur this question. The same person he offended. So he approached Srivas Thakur and he asked him, look, how do you understand the qualities of a Vaishnava? You could glorify artificially. Take shelter of a Vaishnava, serve a Vaishnava, then you'll understand the heart of a Vaishnava and glorify it properly. Oh, who would accept this wretch? Then Gopal Chapala asked, who would accept this wretch? Then Srivas Thakur said, Nityananda's Priya Patra, Purushottam Das Thakur is very kind. So he approached Purushottam Das Thakur, and Purushottam Das Thakur gave him the name Devikinandan Das. And Devikinandan Das wrote the bhajan Vaishnava Vandan, which basically snowballs one shloka to the next. It's pretty cool. And Gauranga Prem Swami told me that in Bhakti Tattva Sar, there's a Bengali book that there are three other bhajans attributed to Devikinandan Das also. Pretty cool. So yes and no. It's stated in Madhuri Gadambani chapter 2 that why would an anger of a Vaishnava continue? That they may think that the apology is not heartfelt. Like that. Somebody has offended me, but if they offended, and I'm nothing, but if they offended a devotee, then that'll be really something. So that's why the anger could be continued. So, try to serve devotees. And try to apologize sincerely. Try to serve devotees. And then, also, if they're apologize, and some people are not ready to accept the apology because they don't think it's sincere enough from the heart, it's not heartfelt. So, then try to serve them clandestinely or serve them somehow or another. And another aspect of it is that if a Vaishnava has left the planet, no longer on the planet, and you can't apologize in person to them for the problem, the offense you did, then Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, take shelter of the holy name and eventually you'll be free. So, if one takes shelter of Gurudatta, eventually they'll be free. Maybe yes, maybe no. Really depends on what Gurudatta want in this case. Because in the case of Gopal Chapala, Mahaprabhu said, you should die. But after you died, oh, Yamaraj will really get you, and then you really suffer. Oh, Mahaprabhu, you should be Patita Pavan. You have to apologize. No way out, you know. So he apologized. So Mahaprabhu forced him to become a better person. So that's cool. That's about it. We are in the shelter of Krishna and always depending on him. But then also everything in life is going bad. Nothing good is happening. So what should we understand by this? It means, well, we're not dead yet. We should be positive. We're not dead yet, you know. Things are going bad, but that's relative. We're not dead yet. Things could be worse than that. We should see a bright side. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade and offer it to Krishna, you know. This is saying goes, you know, things are not so bad, sheesh, you know. And so one has to see, and one reveals one's mind and confidence to your guru janam, your people that you respect. Hey, this is happening to me. What should I do? And another thing is, well, what other people do in the same circumstance? You can Google and get and give different answers like that. And do abhyasam, apply that, which, because precept is good, but application is your responsibility. So one has to apply. It was described about Kula Vetra Sridhar, banana seller Sridhar, that he had 50% of his, he sold his banana plants, and 50% of his money he spent on the worship of Ganak, and the other 50% he was somehow living. And Granga was joking with him because he was Murumungo. He was actually Murumungo. Granga was coming to him and joking and stealing his banana products and not giving him nothing like that. And it was arguing with him, and like, it's kind of funny. His relationship with Kula Vetra Sridhar was pretty cool. It was pretty interesting. So the thing is that it should look a little light, the light side of things. It's not so bad, you know. We're not dead yet, you know. It's not so bad. says here, we came by the mercy of devotees. How do we come to Krishna consciousness? You, me, or anybody, we're all made out of nothing but the mercy of devotees. And because of devotees, we're still here. Somebody preached to us. Somebody was compassionate to us and preached to us. And by the mercy of devotees, we're still here. As a young man in devotional service, I have a serious problem in terms of attachment to sports. How to remove this attachment? Basically, if it's anukul, then we do it in relation to Krishna. Just like, for example, swimming is considered to be a Vaishnava sport. But when you're an old dog, you don't swim too much. That's... One girl from Moscow asked me, how do you suppose to take one meal on Dasami and one meal on Dvadasi? And said, you're a young girl. When you're an old lady, you'll figure it out. So it's interesting stuff. If Vaishnava wrestling and swimming are Vaishnava sports, like that. But some people didn't like wrestling. Just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't like. There was one devotee that was a grappler. Opposite the Chaitanya Math, he would fight with people and wrestle with them. And Bhaktisiddhanta didn't like it very much that he was wrestling with the people. So if it's good, Bhuvanesra was talking. Halfway around the Parikrama Marg, there is a Vyamshala like that. And so Bhuvanas were called, I am this body, you know, like that. So it increases the bodily conception of life, you know. So that's it. So if sports can be utilized and dovetail to Krishna, then you can do it. Otherwise, it'll wear off in due course of time. Dovetailation means ultimately you have to throw it away. Just like, for example, there was a punk rocker in New York that married a musician girl. Now she wants her husband home after 5 years. You can do anything to pay the bills, but ultimately, so he was doing his punk rock music for 5 years, but ultimately you have to give it up. Dovetailation means ultimately you have to give it up. So if it's utilizable, you can do it, but ultimately you have to give it up. That's the idea. Are other devotees doing it? Maybe yes, maybe no. You know? And that's another thing. Now, should you do it? That's another story. You know, should you do it? That's another story. Why should one chant 16 rounds? Why not 8 rounds? Why not 64? It was very funny. Mukunda Maharaj wrote a Vyas Puja offering in 2007 that he was in streets of New York and Prabhupada looked at him. He was on a morning walk with Prabhupada and Prabhupada said, you should chant 64. And he thought, my God, I'm a young person who got a job in the welfare office. And he didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He's only thinking, how? So Prabhupada looked at him and after 30 seconds he says, you should do 32. And he goes, whew, at least he made it half. Yeah. Yeah, I might be able to figure out how to do that. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. He's only thinking, how? And so Prabhupada looked at him after 30 seconds and says, you must do 16. So, it's like that. There's actually another institution outside of ISKCON where people chant 4 rounds a day. What to speak of 8? They chant 4. One disciple of mine in Mayapur, Russian girl, she has heavy migraine headaches. So I asked Narayani Dasi in Vrindavan, what about migraine headaches in kids? He goes, kids are automatic. We did it in the old days. We just had kids. Kids were automatic. I remember breastfeeding my child, chanting my rounds and selling books in the bookstall at the same time. She told me that story. That was far out, you know, because I was thinking how to do. Now, if you chant less rounds due to some problem, you should make it up somehow or another later on. And these counters are cool. Basically, I caught myself cheating on the beads. You take your beads and stretch them out. 6 minute round, 6.5, like that. Put them back in the bead bag. 5.5, 4.5. Caught yourself chanting, cheating, red-handed. So when I'm forced to use my beads, I use my counter because my stopwatch will not cheat. And if, when you reach your Krishna bead, if it's less than that, then hold on to your Krishna bead and chant until you reach your standard time. That's one round. Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj was initiating one disciple and he said, just like a drowning person holds on for dear life, you know, so we should hold on to the beads really hard. And initiated, Indraduna Maharaj told me that when I got initiated, Prabhupada told me you should twirl half of the bead and hold the bead for the other half. But if you have a problem cheating like I do, then Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj's comment about holding on to the beads for dear life, you know, like a person holds on to a line that's pulling him out of the ocean of birth and death, holding on for dear life makes a lot of sense. Whoa, I should not twirl the bead. I should hold it very tight. And also you should see if you're not cheating. Because our business is satyavrata. We should do truthful vows like that, satyavrata. So that's our business, to make sure that we're following our vows truthfully. Please share your realization on scrutinizing books. What do you read? You read you read that which inspires you. It was interesting. I was selling books in Cape Town once on the marathon, and I was handed somebody a Bhagavad Gita and says, "Here, I'll tell you how to sing it." And I just looked, glanced at the shloka, and I told them how to sing it. And they said, "How much?" "10 rand." "Only 10 rand book." And I sold Bhagavad Gita like that. Vishnujana Swami in Atlanta Underground, he sold books in a dhoti. And I thought, my God, how is he going to do that? You know, we were in karmic clothes running around Atlanta Underground, and he sold books. He sold 5 Bhagavad Gitas. Anybody wants a Bhagavad Gita, they can come and take it from me. Dancing the Swami step and like that. We thought, how's he going to do that? But he sold 5 Bhagavad Gitas like that. Whoa, far out. Person. It just showed that purity is the force. If you have purity, then you can do it. Like that. Basically, now, I asked Bhaktitirtha this question about reading Prabhupada's books, and he said, sometimes people read 15 minutes each book, like that. Just keep attention. Another one does topic-wise memorization. You look at the index, and you find your topic, and you look at through all the books and find your topic. Those shlokas and those purports ring out stronger to you. You know, as Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 7, Shruta Dharana Ye. Kimo Shruta Dharana Ye. It's 46. It says there that, Devai Vedanti Titaranti Cha Deva Maya Stri Shudra Huna Shabara Apipapa Jiva Yada Adubhuta Krama Parayana Shila Shiktas Tiryag Jana Apikimu Shudra Dharana Ye. What to speak of those who hold the nectar what they hear? So, it shouldn't be Ayakarn Gayakarn Shabda. You know, we should hold what we hear. It means memorize. It means, what do you memorize? You memorize what you really like. So, topic-wise, study makes you like it a little bit more. You're studying what you really need to study, not what you want to study. Then later on, taste increases, then everything else becomes better. These are some aspects about it. Reading books. There are many bona fide spiritual masters in ISKCON. How do I know who is my spiritual master? We already answered that question. How to get a spiritual master? Oh no. This is two sides. I was confused by reading Srila Prabhupada's books when Srila Prabhupada says there is no happiness in the material world. At the same time, in other places, Srila Prabhupada gives example of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that the happiness in this world is like one drop of water in the sunny desert. Please clarify what should be devotees' attitude towards happiness and suffering in the material world. We mentioned already. And Bhagavad Gita also says, Anityam Asukam Lokam Imam Prape Bajasva Mam in chapter 9, that in this world of miserable sufferings that one engages in devotional service to me. Kim Punar Bhamana Punya Bhaktara Jarstayastata Anityam Asukam Lokam. So Krishna certifies this world as Anityam Anasukha, temporary and miserable world. He certifies it clearly in Bhagavad Gita. When these are differences of opinions and are rendering service and managing centers of our organization, can you please tell us how to avoid offending or fault finding with the devotees for whom they have a different opinion than me? Mahamuni Das, one God brother, who was a manager in the 1960s, 1980s, said, damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you make a decision, you're criticized. You don't make a decision, you're criticized. Damned if you do and damned if you don't. Lovely, lovely instruction. So, basically, it's described that you have to become internal, like this, when there's difference of opinion. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Amritavani says this, that when interpersonal dealings give you pain, look within, chastise yourself within, become determined nothing can disturb you unless you allow it to. So one should not allow things to disturb you. Oh, questions about Varnashram system. As few devotees of our society is working on it, as you said about GV, but when it comes toward Kshatriya system, our Kshatriya head in our society, we have faced opposition within our society's top management. I'm seeing and observing it. As even a devotee thinks that there is no need of Kshatriyas, Kshatriyahood in our ISKCON society. But I wanted to ask, is it possible to sustain or survive humanly in society without Kshatriyahood? We are seeing that our devotees need to learn the science of self-defense. In my thinking, you can't force people with your opinions, sir. Your opinions are okay. Now the problem is that when the chores come, what are you going to do? That's interesting. Prabhupada said that it's 8th canto, chapter 22, verse 9. And the Sanskrit says, Kim rikta harai svajana kitausubi. Bali Maharaj is quoting Prahlad Maharaj. And says, well, if a burglar comes, you call the police. If your spouse and child comes, this is love. How they pick my pocket with a smile. Like that. There's nothing but a wife and kids to spend a lot of money. Easily, you know, a lot. Like that. So basically, then do it. If you feel strong about it, then do it. There's places for everybody. Basically, then you can find somebody in some place to do it. So they have a saying, put up or shut up. Put up the evidence or shut your mouth. So if you're ready to be a Kshatriya or train Kshatriyas, then go somewhere where you can be assistance to do that and be involved in that. Are you ready to uproot from Bombay and go somewhere to do it? You know, and like that, you can probably do it in Hebri, you know, where the Varnashram institution is there, you know. With Bhakti Raga Swami, you can write him and discuss. With Bharat Chandra Das, his disciple in Hebri, you can discuss with him about it and teach others how to become Kshatriyas. Could do like that. Are you ready to relocate from Bombay? Ganda, Ganda, Mahaganda, you know, Mumbai, Agarbati, you know, Mahim Junction. Are you ready to shift from Bombay, you know, to go to Hebri, to go to Karnataka to do it? If you are, yeah. Otherwise, don't complain. Put up or shut up. Put up the evidence or shut your mouth. Then, what is the difference between detachment and renunciation? Yukta Vairagya and Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya means, yukta means spiritual, and Vairagya means spiritual detachment. And Vairagya means detachment. Like that. There is a interesting, Bhatri Hari wrote Sringar Sataka, 100 verses about marriage. And then his wife write him out and he wrote Vairagya Sataka, 100 verses about Vairagya. So it's interesting stuff, you know. And some of it's really heavy stuff. He was a Shaivite in the 15th century, Bhatri Hari. But some of his stuff is really wild. When you read it, like, wow, boy, it really opens your eyes like anything, you know. So, Vairagya is also there amongst the ladies in taking care of their kids. Then you can learn. Vairagya should learn. Renunciate should learn from the renunciation and detachment of other people like that. We should become learned in that. So that's cool. To learn the Vairagya and detachment of other people. You know, you have to become detached. How could they become detached? Well, if you learn from somebody who is detached, then your forbearance goes up. Like that. So it's like that. It's the same thing about detachment. You learn detachment. Just like my god sister in Vrindavan, she sells a lot of books, Radha Kundasi. So I saw her once, December 25th, and I said, "Mother, how are your kids? What relationship to a god does a sannyasi supposed to have with his god sister?" So she says, "Well, they are where they are." Tells me everything about it. "Which of your kids are you proud?" "Two," she said. She had 8 kids. And goes, 6 out of 8 are bums. It's not worth it. She said, "Nothing is worth it for you guys. I'm closing my fingers that they may improve, and I'm not waiting for them." 2 of them are really proud. Krishna Bhavana and Kishori. And so, pretty cool. These girls are really good devotees. Like that. I saw Kishori with her husband in Leicester, England. And I said, "Mother, is your mother going to come and visit me?" He goes, "All the kids know that if you want to see mother, you got to go to Vrindavan." Kishori is pretty smart. Krishna Bhavana asked me for a benediction. She followed in her mother's footsteps to drop her kid in Vrindavan. She dropped all her kids in Vrindavan, I think. At least the first one I remember. And she said, "Hey, I want a benediction for my child." And I said, "Make a pizza for Krishna Balaram." So her brother, Haridas, scampered up the stairs bringing the pizza. And I said, "Hey, did Bobby make this?" "Bobby, she can't cook. My mother made this." She's bristled with that, you know, because she's a good cook now. But she wasn't then at that time. So then I offered it to Krishna Balaram and I took it. And she was waiting at the stairs. I had to go down to Lloyd Bazaar to do something. She was waiting at the stairs. She goes, "Maharaj, you got your pizza? I want my benediction." So I had to think fast on my feet. This was like 2002. And I had to think fast on my feet. Can't be wrong here. So, Judnai Balana Chaya. So I said to her, "Bhavi, your child will become forward instead of backward." Very rare for a lady to have a breech baby. Very rare. And I said, "If it's a male child, it'd be better than Nandu. Because anything, any male child is better than her brother. Her brother was very scandalous, you know. Made 5 Gurukulis pregnant, like that. Very scandalous guy, you know. Divorced his wife. He's not doing bad now. He's, Radhakund says, "Oh, he appeared on Janmashtami, so he's pretty dharmic, you know, maybe, we'll see. Dekna Parega, we'll see it in the future." You really can't find fault with a child until they've finished their whole life, Palakadas. My Sankirtan devotee, godbrother in Washington, D.C., told me, he said, "You can't find fault with these kids until the end of their life." That's far out. And I said, "If it's a girl, it'll be as smart as Kishore." And she went, "Oh, wow." Then I saw her in Australia with her husband at the time. And I said, "Did my benediction come true?" She called her first child to her lap and says, "I think so." That's pretty good. On mental level means we commit Vaishnava aparad on mental level. Means think of other devotees only in mind, not in action. Then is it necessary to ask forgiveness on verbal, or he may feel sorry to that devotee in mind? Is that sufficient in case of small Vaishnava aparad? Yes and no. Yes, it's sufficient. No, it's not sufficient. When in doubt, do without, is the British proverb. So, if it's in doubt, then better, why not ask verbal forgiveness, you know, like that, for offenses committed in the mind. please forgive my offenses, knowingly or unknowingly done. Why? What's the harm in saying that? If the Vaishnava is no longer on the planet, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in Madhurya Kadambini, take shelter of the holy name, eventually you become free. How do we treat the photos and paintings? In the temple, all so many photos of Sri Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. So what's the difference between the deities and the paintings? Nothing. Deities don't die. He wrote deities. Jayadvaita Maharaj goes, deities don't die. So that's the first thing that editing is that deities don't die. Jayadvaita Maharaj is cool. He doesn't create, he doesn't have sayings. He has movies. He's cool. I told him in Mayapur, see, I was running out of energy in December of 2003. And I go, Maharaj, I'm running out of energy. And he goes, you are a new member of the old dogs club. And the fun hasn't even started. Well, what do I do? He goes, oh, come on. It's just like a writer's pyramid. You know, the writer, the editor has got to put in the article somehow or another. You just scoop the conclusion, take the conclusion and the ending off, scoop out the middle and put it back and it's fine. And when you can't do that, you cut back a little more. And I said, hey, we remember from your strong speaking and clear thinking class in Vrindavan in 1988, he used to say, starts by courting and it ends in court. And me and John Musme fell off the chair laughing about that. He goes, you want to hear another one? Yeah. And he goes, I learned this from an evangelical site. Preaching means to comfort the distressed and distress the comfortable. That was cool. There's the MIHE. Voila. I ran into him in Bahrain. He's an Irish boy, married a Bangladeshi girl, and they invited us for prasadam in his house, me and Jayadvaita Maharaj. And what preparation do you like the best? And he said, the salad. You're not supposed to say that. What can I say? It's the best preparation I like. I asked him in Bahrain, do you remember that? Yeah, I remember that. It's pretty good. I want to chant my rounds in the morning and want to read Srimad Bhagavatam. I have a child, 12 years, whom I want to teach Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita, how can we include it in their lives? Very tactfully. What the child can accept, that's all. It's very interesting that when the child is young, that's not the mark of a parent. When the hormones are churning, when the child is 16 years old, that's the mark of a parent. And in Madurai, in 1994, one boy said, please visit my parents. And he gave me a Tamil letter introducing me before I had a schedule. So I went and visited his parents in Nanguneri, a town of Brahmins, near Nagarkoil. So I landed up in the bus stand. I didn't know if it would turn left or right. So I handed the Tamil letter to one rickshawwala and he read it and he goes, oh, I know this guy, big man in town. So he took me to his house and his parents didn't know one word of English, and I didn't know one word of Tamil. As soon as they saw my deity, they gave me everything I needed for my deity worship. After about 4 hours after finishing my deity worship, the ladies of the house, along with some of their ladies, friends, who knew English, took me to have darshan of the big deity. When we took darshan of the big deity, then they got flowers, and they were happy, and they were putting flowers in their hair. And I said, Mother, what are you doing? He said, you know South Indian girls, they put flowers in their hair. These are not ordinary flowers. It's from Narayan. It'll purify our brains for our domestic service. I thought, wow, what a nice vijnana. So since then, when I have prasadam for my deities, I'll tell people, put it in your hair. If the child is good, the parents are shinier. Is the same. Basically, to learn balance in household life, you should open your mind and heart to householders who you trust. Who will you and your husband trust? Like that. It's realistic, people. Who you trust and ask them how they do it. Then, basically, for kids, we need Krishna conscious, computer games. That's what we need, you know. Find seat at the end of the maze, something like that. It's not easy. After having some stool studies, please tell me how to manage your time. It was very interesting. One, in Dubai they asked this question, how are you supposed to make our children Krishna conscious? And I said, let them see death. You know, when they're in their chuti, their vacation period, let them serve their grandfather and grandmother. Let them see the wisdom, the body of their grandfather and grandmother whizzing away and disappear. Those kids will be straight-laced for at least a couple months. Like that. That's pretty cool. That's nice. Jayadwaita Maharaj says, we don't need more renunciates. We need grandfathers and grandmothers. That's what we need. That's pretty good. Not bad. Time for Parikrama. We want to thank people who have tolerated our existence. Hey, we'll steal these questions and we'll pocket them and use them for later, because some places it's really tough. Like yesterday in Dadra, we had to pull teeth. You know, sometimes we have to, like Drew today, we had to pull teeth to get a question, you know. It's not easy to get a question sometimes. So sometimes having a few loaded questions is not bad. We can because some people don't have them. 7 times around Govardhan Shilas is 1 Govardhan Parikrama without buying a plane ticket. Sustan Varya. So, what do we do? See, we got a lot of people here. So the men can go around and the ladies can wait, and like whoever does, the men, the ladies do it with the kids, whatever. And it has to be somebody who counts it each time. And don't clog the highway. That's pretty cool. I was complaining because I know Govardhan like the back of my hand. So it's very difficult to get a crystal Govardhan, Sheila. And one that is bigger than your Krishna, wait a minute. In Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 9, verse 11, the Lord says in Bhagavatam, yara yara diyata urugaya vibhavayanti tat tat vibhu pranayase saranugrahaya. Whatever you're hankering in your heart of hearts, he manifests himself out of his cosmos. So I was shocked. He actually did it. So I was worshiping him and I was complaining to him. I said, hey, we doubt that you're a real Govardhan Shila. And he came in the heart, he said, look, in Bhav Seva, even if I wasn't a Govardhan Shila, in Bhav Seva you could worship me, but relax, I'm a Govardhan Shila. Like that. It's pretty cool. It's interesting stuff. I didn't see him the day before. The day before, I went from Dangati all the way to Govindakund, and I didn't see him. And then the next day we saw him there. Somebody must have put him there from that village there. Must have doubted him and put him there, put him back there. But he said that he was, so I trust him, you know. You have to trust him. He's the boss, you know. Balaram is the boss. He's the in charge of everything. He facilitates all devotees. And all devotees' cares and worries, he takes care of it. And facilitates all worship of Krishna and gives intelligence and everything. He's the Adi Guru Tattva. He does everything. Balaram does everything. And Krishna basically just delegates it to Balaram. Whatever Balaram says, just do that, you know, like that. Me and all the coward boys, whatever Balaram says, we just do that, like that. And you cannot do beta. You cannot do that. No. Because what one fellow sees the other guy, instead, I was glorifying Krishna once that you have nice blue eyes and the whole of Vrindavan. I'm not going to reciprocate with you until you follow Balaram's order. And I go, these two fellows are in codes with each other. They see everything clearly and they decide everything together as a team. You're not basically going to put one against the other. No, it doesn't work like that. No.
Why?
What do people do care to him? Oh, no.
Teach kirtan. And the kirtan has to be very fast.
Hare Krishna.